with a quick setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
That's an example of what not to do.
If you can manage to make it through the day without fertilizing the neighborhood with natural fertilizer from your body, you're doing okay. Yes, of course, this happened in Florida.
Oh,
her name's Alexis. Here are some of the locals.
Whoever did this is probably a disgusting person, and I was very shocked.
Yeah, that's right, kid.
Yeah, you are disgusting a kid, even.
It wasn't a kid. It was a 50-year-old lady.
No, but wasn't that just the kid was talking, right?
Yeah.
The kid is disgusted. So that's big if you're disgusting a kid.
Okay. Right? I thought you were calling the kid disgusting.
Kids do disgusting
yes,
things.
They do. I mean, so she was literally caught on, like, home surveillance cameras and all that stuff. Vehicles, mailboxes, pantries, private yards, things like that.
Did we not find a bathroom somewhere in a building?
Get the police involved, and because if you call and say, hey, somebody is feceing on my car,
feceing?
It's Florida, you're not going to believe it.
Is that a new verb?
Feceing.
Did we just make a new verb? Feceing?
Unclear why, but yes, it's a Florida story. It's what not to do.
Have we had a discussion with her, with the authorities?
Well, we know her name.
Okay.
We know who she is.
All right, so matter of time. Okay. And again, for people that choose to do things like this, how you repeatedly forget that people have cameras.
I know.
They have security cameras all over the house. They have doorbell cameras. Yep. Like, you're gonna be seen.
That's right.
Okay.
So, again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without spreading natural fertilizer from your body all over the neighborhood, then you're doing okay.
I mean, even just if you were sticking to just gardens, you might be able to get away with the "I just want to fertilize."
Yeah,
but you're going
in other
on mailboxes
people's?
And
right.
things like that
yeah.
that don't need to be
no,
fertilized.
No.
That
right.
might have been part of the downfall.
There you go. That's her setting the bar story on 99.7 DJM.